Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple Card has a new perk for its cardholders. Apple's announced that Apple Card now offers 3% daily cash back for car rentals with Hertz. When you use your Apple Card at Hertz, you'll get 3% back with Apple Pay for booking eligible rentals in the app through the Hertz website or at qualifying locations. In addition to that boosted cash back, there are a few other perks. Free emergency roadside service, a discount on loss damage waiver vehicle protection, the ability to add a free additional driver to your rental, and 5% off base rates when you choose the pay later option. With the addition of Hertz, there are now 10 different companies that offer 3% daily cash with Apple Card. Those include Apple, Ace Hardware, Booking.com, ChargePoint, Exxon, Hertz, Mobile, Nike, Uber, Uber Eats, and Walgreens. All purchases made with Apple Card with Apple Pay earn 2% back, while purchases made with a physical titanium card earn 1%. Apple Card's daily cash is available as soon as the transaction posts to your account, and you can save it to your Apple Cash balance, add it to your savings account, or use it as a statement credit to reduce your Apple Card balance. Next up today, as part of iOS 26, Apple launched a redesigned boarding pass experience for flights in the Apple Wallet app. The new design features live activities, quicker access to flight details, and other improvements. Last month, United became the first U.S. airline to roll out support for these new features. Air Canada also recently launched support. Now Delta is following suit. Delta is rolling out support for the enhanced boarding passes in Apple Wallet via a server-side update. So as long as you're running iOS 26 or iOS 26.1, when you go to add a Delta boarding pass to Apple Wallet, you'll get the new experience. The Wallet app now lets you view all key details about your flight, including in-depth airport information in Apple Maps, up-to-date information on your boarding time, terminal, gate, group, and seat number, the ability to track your luggage with an AirTag in the Find My app, and live activities for monitoring your flight status right from the dynamic island or on your lock screen. In addition to Delta, Air Canada, and United, Apple says that American Airlines, JetBlue, Qantas, Southwest, Virgin Australia, and others have also signed on to support this new wallet experience at some point in the future. Next up today, Apple has launched the first beta of iOS 26.2. The update comes just a day after iOS 26.1 was released to everyone. The update brings a few notable changes worth mentioning. First, there are three big updates to the podcast app. First, Apple is automatically generating podcast episode chapters for the first time. Apple already displayed and supported chapter markers within episodes, but podcast producers had to manually create chapter titles and timestamps for each episode. With iOS 26.2, that will all be done automatically. Second, Apple is improving how it handles podcast discovery through word of mouth. Starting with 26.2, Apple Podcasts will include the ability to see and follow mentioned podcasts right from the player and the transcript. This is especially handy for listeners who want to check out a referenced podcast show or episode without searching for a link. And lastly, Apple is challenging another problem for podcasters and podcast listeners. It's common to hear things like quote-unquote links in the show notes during a podcast episode. Actually, viewing these links in the right format can be challenging. Apple is taking on that challenge with a new From This Episode feature. Apple says it will allow users to quickly access the links shared in a podcast on the episode page. Again, with many of these features, the jury is still out on how exactly they work, but theoretically they should offer a big improvement in the podcast listening experience for Apple Podcast users. Other changes in iOS 26.2 Beta 1 include some updates to the Apple News app design, including quicker access to dedicated sections for sports, puzzles, politics, and food. AirPods Live Translation is now available in the European Union. And iOS 26 adds the ability to trigger an alarm when an urgent reminder is due. This provides a much higher level of notification than repeating alerts or time-sensitive alerts that persist. Alarms and timers can also break through your focus mode, so there's no chance you miss that reminder's due date. You can see a closer look at how that new feature works in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Whether it's a client file, a critical invoice, or a folder of family photos, losing your data shouldn't be permanent. With Backblaze, you can restore from the cloud, the desktop restore app, or even have a drive with your data shipped to you overnight. It's automatic backup that works for everyone, individuals, freelancers, and small businesses, all without any setup headaches. 9to5 Mac listeners get 20% off with code 9to5daily. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start your free trial and use the promo code at checkout. backblaze.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes. Running out today, one of the headlining features of watchOS 26 is Sleep Score, which provides a nightly score and classification of your sleep on your Apple Watch. With the release of watchOS 26.2 and iOS 26.2, Apple has a few changes in store for Sleep Score. The feature is meant to give you a measurement of how restorative your recent sleep was for your mind and your body. The score is broken down into three categories with a total of 100 points possible. There's duration for a maximum of 50 points, bedtime for a maximum of 30 points, and interruptions for a maximum of 20 points. Those scores from each categories are combined to give you an overall sleep score with the paired classification level. So for example, if that totals out to 71 out of 100 points, Apple would classify that as quote-unquote high. With watchOS 26.2, however, those classification levels are about to change. Essentially, Apple is increasing the criteria for each tier. So using the same example as before, a 71 out of 100 would have previously put you in the high tier. With watchOS 26.2, it'll put you in just the OK tier. To get the high tier, you'll now need to be between 81 and 95. The top end tier is also being renamed from excellent to very high, and you'll now need an impressive 96 to 100 points to qualify as a very high quality of sleep. Apple says that it feels the very high term is a more objective label than excellent, and should help users avoid confusion when their sleep score doesn't match how they feel on a particular day. The goal of Sleep Score is not to tell you how you'll feel that day, but it's rather an objective piece of data to compare your sleep with guidance from professionals. What's not changing with watchOS 26.2 is the underlying algorithm to track your sleep quality. Apple is only changing the subjective part of the feature to improve which classification level you fall into. The change is in response to people saying that the Apple Watch Sleep Score feature was being a bit too generous in how it assigns each category. People would see that they scored a quote-unquote high level of sleep quality, even though maybe they only got 6 hours of sleep that night. This can mislead people about how much sleep they need every night and encourage some bad habits. So watchOS 26.2 aims to address those criticisms and hopefully create an overall better balance with Sleep Score. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.